All right, so download 720 WGN. Let's do the carry out. This is, of course, where I read the news to you at home. You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Comic Louis C.K. apologized in a statement for sexual misconduct. I guess we don't have to say alleged sexual misconduct anymore because C.K. said that the stories that were published in the New York Times were true. Since that New York Times story, the comic has been dropped from HBO, Netflix, FX, TBS, and his new film is being shelved. Which begs the question, why was he employed by all of Hollywood? I know people thought he was funny, but five different jobs? Did they take away his TV Land show? What about a sitcom on the Shopping Network? I mean, Hollywood, I don't know, diversify. There's a lot of great people doing great work out there. Maybe part of the problem in a guy who accrues power is that you give him five jobs. Maybe a guy doesn't need five different million-dollar deals. Just from the work that he was dumped from, he was like the Ryan Seacrest of Hollywood. Oh, this just in. Ryan Seacrest has now put out a statement distancing himself from Louis C.K. No. Five different jobs. In a much smaller story, Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore said he may have dated teenagers when he was in his 30s. I mean, no way of knowing, really. A woman said that when she was 14, Moore put the moves on her, and he blames the Washington Post for bringing it up now, which would be the right time to do so since Moore wants to be a U.S. senator. But you know. The joke of it is that Moore is a judge. So if for whatever reason the liberal media wins and he can't run for Senate because he dated teenagers or pre-teenagers, then he just goes back to being a judge. And in Alabama, dating a 14-year-old is a misdemeanor. And he's a judge. So he'll just give himself supervision. Speaking of supervision, this is a crazy story. Pete, did you see the story about rapper Meek Mill? Meek Mill got he's been rappers around. He's actually gotten that big feud with Drake. He's dating Nicki Minaj. But he got a gun charge, I think it's a gun and drug charge, maybe in 2007, 2008. And he was given, he served jail time, and this before he was famous. And then he was given probation, which is kind of still in effect today. I mean, when he got out of jail, I think it was 2008 or whatever, he's been on probation since. And after appearance on Jimmy Fallon recently, he was clowning around on a four-wheeler in Manhattan. And the cops pulled him over and he was arrested for reckless driving. Okay, slap on the wrist, the charges were eventually dropped. But charge or no charge, the arrest by the judge said it was a violation of said probation and he was just sentenced to 2 to 4 years in prison in Pennsylvania. He already was admitted. The bizarre case has brought together the hip-hop community behind the hashtag Free Meek Mill and even Jay-Z speaking out, saying it's unfair and unjust and shining a light on probation and the bond systems here that allowed this kind of thing to happen. I mean, and you could say all day, dude gets what he deserves, right? I mean, after all, he did have a gun charge, but that was 11 years ago. I don't know. I don't know if I like the idea of this kind of open probation for the rest of time and that a judge can interpret something akin to a traffic charge as a violation of a gun charge probation, right? Just doesn't smash it. Doesn't pass the smell test. And that's not because I love a little Meek Mill. Maybe I've got two Meek Mill songs on my phone. Maybe. Republicans are feeling the heat in the House as more and more members are announcing their retirement. In the last 10 days, four more House Republicans have announced they're leaving. This is not ideal as Democrats believe they can compete for those open seats, swing the House to their majority in 2018 and then do nothing and then get bounced out 2 years after that. It's just the way it works, right? And the big joke of all of it is that most of the Republicans are quitting because of gridlock and not with Democrats, but with factions of their own party. But can you really call it a party anymore? I mean, gathering maybe? Party implies fun and some sort of refreshments. This is not fun and nobody's drinking unless it's to drink the pain away. In weather, you could tell the Chicago area was not ready for the snowstorm this morning just by the icy sidewalks and roads. In the walk to pick up my son tonight from school, there was not one salted, shoveled piece of sidewalk in a two-block radius. Like, it was just nothing. And you kind of get the idea that everyone's like, oh, this is happening. I didn't know this was happening. Oh, well, it's going to be 40 tomorrow. Screw it. That's kind of the vibe, right? Save the salt. Hashtag save the salt. But what started as just a light dusting turned into a bit of a full-on snowstorm. Not enough to get out of school or work, though, so what's the point? Now we get a little of February and November. Wait for that to get gray. Watch me. Already you see in a Michigan Avenue, there's a little pile of snow right in front of the studio. And it's just getting gray and gross just from today's commute. In sports, the Wildcats kicked off their basketball season with a win over Loyola. Rogers Park, Loyola? No. Loyola Marymount in California? No, not that one either. We beat Loyola of Maryland tonight. Nice to hear Dave Ennett say Scotty Lindsay and Brian McIntosh a lot. Good to hear that again. Good stuff. 1-0. Beating Loyola Maryland has to mean a jump of at least 9 spots, right? We're top 10 now. They play St. Peter's on Monday, and then they play Faber on the road. Hopefully Dean Wormer will have that Faber team ready to go. The Bulls welcome the Indiana Pacers to the United Center. And War Red. Bad decision. Go back to the white at home, red on the road. Come on, you're 2-8. It's not working. The red-clad Bulls let the Pacers go all Reggie Miller ham. Blew out the Bulls tonight. The Pacers traded Paul George this summer and actually are doing well with a youth movement. Seriously, I couldn't tell you one guy on the Pacers right now. Who plays on the Pacers right now? Is Rick Smits still the center? How about a Haywood Workman? No? Travis Best? What about a Derek McKee? Or a Detlef Schrempf? I'm not sure if Detlef Schrempf ever played in Indiana, but it feels like he would have. Right? Feels like he'd have that look with that buzz cut. That Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of buzz cut. The Bears put out their injury report today. It's not good. A long list of Bears not practicing. Most notable, Kyle Long and his backup, Tom Compton. And linebacker, Danny Trevathan. And surprisingly, tight end, Deion Sims. Sims, of course, was going to be the guy who stepped up to replace Zach Miller. But he doesn't look like he's going to play. He didn't practice at all this week. So second-round pick Adam Shaheen is up next. And he should be on the field for most of the game. I'd say pick him up in fantasy football, but it's the Bears. He'll play the whole game, but they won't throw it to him. It would be nice to see him go all Emory Moorhead on the Packers, though, right? But something tells me they're just going to play Daniel Brown anyway. It's weird. The weird thing that the long litany of injuries comes off a bye week. They haven't played in 2 weeks. The Packers are already banged up. They're terrible without Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who even plays for the Packers these days? I know Jordy Nelson, right? And I guess that long hair, Clay Matthews, he plays, right? But after that, I mean, who's catching balls? Is Sterling Sharp still lining up in the slot? What about Mark Murphy? He's still playing safety? What about Tony Mandarich? Yeah, he's still protecting the blind side. And how about kickers? Al Del Greco still kicking for the Packers? All right, I'm done. You can't get any better than Al Del Greco. Lining up for the 38-yarder, Al Del Greco. That was back in the day when they would just have the one bar on the kicker's mask. Tomorrow, big night for college football. Notre Dame versus Miami, like it's Lou Holtz and Tim Brown versus Mike Irvin and Vinny Testaverde in The Rock. I think The Rock played football at the U. But I give a lot of credit to Notre Dame. They've got a lot of tradition, and then use that tradition to play easy games, right? We can't give up our game against Navy. It's tradition. But this right here, this is great tradition brought back, and two teams that really can't afford to be playing each other right now. Looking at you, Penn State. Rutgers much? Playing Rutgers. Can't wait. What a big game tonight, tomorrow night. And finally, tonight, Chris Bryant and his new bride finally got a chance to get away for their honeymoon now that baseball is over. One problem, they missed their flight, sort of. The kicker, Bryant, told us on Twitter that they were 30 seconds late to the American Air flight and they wouldn't let him on. And the double kicker, he tweeted about it and American Air responded and got him on the flight. He tweeted at 3:38 p.m. today and American Air responded in haste at 3:41. It's nice to know that if you're a few minutes late or you need some customer service with American Air, you can tweet at them and they'll respond right away. Help you get on your flight. Good to know that the airlines are looking out for all of us, right? Right. I'm going to try that. See what happens. That's the carry out for November 10th, 2017. Hey, we didn't salt our sidewalks today either, mostly because our chicken noodle soup, it just really needed it more. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Dr. Michael Mann. He's the author of the book Mission Betrayed, How the VA Really Fails America's Vets. Talk about the VA and the scandal of 2014. What's happening in 2017? It's a download. You're on 720 WGN. Stay with us.